Carl, you're the king of brevity. Say, what you doing?
I'm wrapping a crystal vase for Harriet.
Oh, birthday?
No. It's just an I love you so much I'm willing to spend more than I can afford present.
Take away love and our earth is but a tomb. Robert Browning.
Don't please your wife and you'll end up in a tomb. Carl Winslow.
Oops. Well, see ya.
Wait a minute, Steve. Put your finger there, please. Thank you.
Tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. Around the old oak tree.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me untie it.
No, I got it.
No, I got it. No, don't stick.
Did I do that?
Newspaper page, love and tradition of the grand design. Some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. That's all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene.
Yeah? Carl Winslow! Yeah? Yeah?
Oh, man!
How you doing, oh. Big old piece of business?
I'm fine.
Well, you're looking great.
Oh, thank you. I work out.
You don't remember me, do you?
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Can you give me a hint?
I'm Jimmy Holmes.
Jimmy Holmes.
Lee Hoxie Holmes' father.
Lee Hoxie Holmes' father.
From the old neighborhood. No.
Hey. Well, come on in. Come on. Further. Oh, boy. So, can I get you anything to drink?
You know, I'd love something. Okay.
What'll it be?
I tell you what, why don't you bring me what you and Lee used to guzzle down when you were kids?
Right.
Harry, there was a guy on our couch who says I remember him, but I don't remember him.
So tell him you don't remember him.
Well, I can't tell him I don't remember him because I already told him I do remember him. So if I tell him I don't remember him, I look like a jerk and I still won't remember him.
Well, if he remembers you, he's used to you looking like a jerk.
Oh, you're funny, Harriet.
But listen, come out there with me. He doesn't know you, so you can ask him some questions.
Oh, Carl.
Jimmy, this is my wife, Harriet.
Hello.
This is a real pleasure.
Nice to meet you.
You are such a beautiful lady.
I like him.
But please, have a seat.
Oh, thank you.
What brings you to Chicago?
I'm a bush pilot. I'm in town to buy a new float plane.
Oh, you're a bush pilot.
Yeah. See, I fly fishermen into remote areas of Alaska. Man, it's some of the greatest fishing in the world up there.
Yes?
What?
You were staring at me.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just that this room is so lovely. I was wondering if you decorated it yourself.
Yes, I did.
Oh, you're also very talented.
Thank you.
I picked up that red thing.
What is it?
Nobody knows.
Hi, everybody. Sorry, we have company.
Rachel, this is Jimmy Holmes.
Well, it's nice to meet you. Hey, I hope everybody's hungry. Aso Buco night at Rachel's place was a buco bust.
What is Aso Boo-Boo?
Aso Buco is a wonderful veal stew, and ooh, that smells delicious.
I like him.
Hey, let me help you with that. Where are my manners?
Thank you, but only if you stay for dinner.
It's a deal.
Hey, the kitchen's this way. Come on.
Who the hell is that guy?
Now, there I was in the middle of the Alaskan wilderness, my legs busted. All of a sudden, I heard a noise behind me. I turned around, and there, 10 feet tall, was a grizzly bear.
Oh, wow!
He lunged at me. I whipped out my bowie knife and I stabbed him. Oh. Well, that bear just grinned at me. He pulled out that 8-inch hunk of steel and tossed it aside like it was a toothpick. He picked me up and he...
What?
He ate me!
Now there's a real man.
That was a great story, Jimmy. Got any more?
Oh, yeah, but we'll have to file them on the next time. I gotta hit the dusty trail.
Oh. Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah?
Where are you staying?
Oh, I'll find a motel.
Oh, no, you won't either, not when you have friends in Chicago. You can sleep here on our couch.
Well, I wouldn't want to put anybody out.
Believe me, you'll be the one who'll be suffering. That couch is like granite.
How would you know that, Carl?
Well... Harriet made me sleep on it the night I bought that red thing.
Oh, the floor has got to be softer than this.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah?
There's a half a pie in the kitchen. You want some?
Oh, no, thank you, Carl. Carl.
Yeah?
Can I ask you something?
Yeah, it's banana cream.
No, it's not that, You really don't remember me, do you?
Oh, of course I do.
Hmm?
Well, sort of. Okay, not at all.
Well, you see, there's a reason for that.
Oh?
See, I haven't been totally honest with you. My name isn't Jimmy Holmes, and I don't have a son. I don't get it. Carl, I'm Harriet and Rachel's father.
Come on, let's go.
Carl, wait.
Look, come on. I don't know who you are or what you want, but this game is over.
I'm telling you the truth. I'm their father.
Newsflash, buddy boy. Their father is dead. He was killed in the Korean War.
That's right. I was.
All right, you're out of here. Come on.
No, Carl. Listen to me. I can prove that I'm their father.
I'm waiting.
Harriet's favorite cookies are chocolate chip.
Whose was it?
Rachel had a pet goldfish named Chubby.
Lucky guess.
Their mother's name was Darlene. Harriet and Rachel were both delivered at Regis Memorial Hospital by Dr. Thomas Bradshaw. Harriet has a small scar above her left knee from when she fell off her tricycle.
Wait a minute. Let's say for the sake of argument that somehow you are Harriet and Rachel's father. Why do they think that you're dead?
I was only 18 when I married Darlene, and man, we had problems from the get-go. She thought it might help if we had kids, but in lots of ways, it just made things worse. Yeah, I stuck it out for 5 years, but when Harriet was 3 and Rachel was 1, I bailed out.
You abandoned them.
I sent money, and I called. And one day, Darlene told me to stop calling. She said she had told Harriet and Rachel that their father had been shot down over Korea.
But why did she do that?
She said she didn't want her little girls to grow up thinking that their father had run out on them. And that hurt. I mean, that...
Well, you know, it's tough for me to sympathize with you, Jimmy. I mean, no marriage is easy. I mean, there were times I wanted to pull my hair out.
I can see that. I'm sorry, Carl. I'm a little nervous here, you know.
Well, the point is, I didn't run away.
And for what it's worth, Carl, I wish I hadn't either.
Well, why are you here now?
I wanted to see my kids. I wanted to give my grandson a piggyback ride. Well, I'll be leaving tomorrow, and I won't bother you ever again.
Wait a minute. You mean you're not going to tell them who you are?
I can't. I want them to remember me as a hero instead of a heel.
I see. But you know, Jimmy, it seems to me that you're still only thinking about yourself.
You looked at Jimmy, your face was filled with admiration. And I want you to look at me like that, too. So I thought I'd show you that I, too, can walk in the wild side.
It would really impress me if you just walk home.
Okay.
But don't forget this.
Hey.
we come to a river. You have to lead me across that.
Oh. Richie, please leave poor Mr. Holmes alone.
We're having fun, right?
Right, partner. But I'm afraid it's time for old Silver to gallop off into the sunset. Oh, come on. Maybe I'll mosey back this way again.
I'm gonna miss you.
I'm gonna miss you, too. Hey, now, come on. Get along, little doggy. Go on.
Taxi just pulled up.
Well, that's for me. Harriet, Rachel, I want to thank you for making me feel so welcome.
Oh, Jimmy, you are welcome.
Oh, come on. Can't you stay just one more night? This family's going to be heartbroken if you leave.
I really wish I could.
Last chance, Jimmy.
Harriet? Rachel. My name isn't Jimmy Holmes. It's Jimmy Baines.
Baines?
I'm your father.
Comes waltzing back into our lives. What does he want from us?
I think he wants us to forgive him.
Well, I can't forgive. I feel cheated. So many times I've watched Laura and Carl, and I've wished with all my heart that I could have had those kind of moments with my father.
Harriet, he shouldn't have walked out on us. But he's here trying to make amends for that now. And if we don't meet him halfway, then we'll be making the same mistake he did.
I know. But the thing that bothers me the most is, how could the man just leave like that and never give us another thought?
I thought about you. I thought about you every day of my life. Harriet, I know what I did was wrong. And I hate myself for it. So I can understand if you hate me too. What I want you to know, what I need for you to know, is that even though we weren't together, I never stopped loving you. Here. You remember this? You gave this to me when you were 3 years old.
Happy Valentine's Day, Daddy. D-A-D-Y. I love you always.
Always.
Well, it's nice that you kept that. But the bottom line is, you weren't there when we needed you.
I'm here now. And I want to be a part of your lives. So I'm asking you, please, will you let me?
I don't know if I can.
try. We could try.
The more, the merrier.
Holiday hoobie whatty.
With 25 days of animated classics.
I'm too much.
There's got presents.
Happy Christmas, Harry.
And world premieres of two ABC Family original holiday movies.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
Yes.
25 Days of Christmas, December 1st through the 25th.